Pay Aleph. We're on the top of Pay Aleph. I'm at Aleph, top line. Is that what we're up to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mishnah.
Mishnah. Says the Holy Mishnah. Etem, bone. How much are you chayav if you carry bone? How much bone? Yeah. The answer is, kedelasos tarvet, enough to make a spoon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedelasos mimenu chaf, enough to make a lock. What that means is a bolt that they would use to bolt a lock. That's the amount of bone. Zechuchis, glass, kedei ligror, enough to scrape, bo rosh hakarkar. It's some kind of utensil for a weaver. It's to scrape the weaver's utensil, whatever that means. Tsarar, a pebble, o even or a stone. Kedei lizrog ba'of, to throw at a bird is bothering you. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, no. Kedei lizrog b'behema, to throw at an animal, not a bird. Says Rashi, because the lo tarach inish lemishkal letzror mishum of lahavricho. No one's going to carry a bird. No one's going to carry a stone to throw at a bird because b'kala ba'alma d'ramilei v'azlei. Because a bird you could yell at. So you scream at a bird, it'll fly away, bothering you. So that's why it's a different shear. It's only for an animal. Fine. Lememra, do you mean to tell me about the first case, about the bone? Lememra, the shiura, the Rabbi Yehuda nafish, that Rabbi Yehuda's shear is bigger. Hakaimala and shiura, the Rabbana nafish. We have a tradition, we learned that the shear of the Rabbanim is bigger. Amar ula, chafi posachas. No. We're talking about, do they have a picture of this in the art school?
Yeah.
No. Okay. So I'm gonna see if you can see the picture. Can you see the picture?
Yeah.
You see the difference between the first picture and the second picture? The first picture is a bolt. The second picture are like I'm not sure what there's a word for tumblers. They're like tumblers. You see the tumblers? It's not really one bolt. The first picture was one bolt. The havamina was it was one bolt of wood, of bone, and that's apparently a bigger shear. Then they said no, it doesn't mean that. It means the little like tumblers in a lock, and that's a smaller shear. So it's not a problem. Okay. Now we spoke about locks for a minute. We're going to go for a little bit of a tangent. Tana Rabbanan, chafi posachas tahorin. A random wooden bolt made out of bone is tahar. You know why it's tahar? Because it doesn't have it's not a base kibble. You can't put anything in it. It's just a rod. You can't put anything in it. Kovim b'posachas, but once you attach it to a lock, now it becomes tame. Now it's a kli. It's a lock. B'shel gal, but if you put it on a door, afal pi shechibrim b'delas, even if you attach it to the door of a kovim and it's attached, b'mismar with nails, tahorin, it's still tahar. Why? Because shekala mechubin l'karka, harbehu k'karka. Since it's attached to the ground, it's considered as if it's on the ground. And therefore, it's amakabal tuma. Mr. Golsi, can you shut off your mute? Since it's not makabal tuma, since it's attached to the ground, it can't be makabal tuma, and therefore it's not tame. Zechuches, got that? Good. Zechuches kedei ligwar, to scrape the weaver's tool or something. Tana, zechuches, it's the same thing as it means glass. Kedei liftsoa, enough to cut shnei minim ka'achas, two strands at one time. That's the amount of glass you have to carry. Then we said, Sror o evan kedei lizrok ba'of. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, you don't carry pebbles to throw at birds. Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Yochanan, who shimegareshes ba. Only if it'll run away. If it's so small that it won't even run away, it's obviously too small. The kamashi yiro, so what's the shir taka? Tana Rabbi Lazar, Ben Yaakov, Omar, Mishkal, Asara Zuz. It's Asara Zuz. Okay? Now that we spoke about rocks, we're going to have an entire tangent about going to the bathroom. In the olden days, they used to use rocks as toilet paper. It's a very, very, very fascinating Gemara now about rocks and going to the bathroom. Okay? Zunin is the name of a Talmud Chacham. All of Bei Midrasha, he came into the Beis HaMedrash. Amalahu, Rabosai. Avonim shel beis hakisei shurim b'kama. How many rocks can you take into the Beis HaKisei? Amrulo, Kezayis, Ke'egos, Ukebeitza. Three different rocks. And Rashi explains that the first one is the biggest to get rid of the bigger tzoa, and then smaller and smaller. To Amalahu, Turtani Yachnis, what, you take a scales into the bathroom with you to weigh all the rocks? Like, what's going on here? So Nimnu Vagamru Malayad. No, it means the amount you could fit on one hand. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kezayis, Ke'egos, Ukebeitza, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Misham Aviv, Mole Hayad, the amount you could fit in one hand.
Menachem.
Yeah.
What's the question? A Metzias question or a Halacha question? What is he asking?
I think it's a Halacha question. I think it's a Halacha question.
Or what? How many you can carry?
What?
I don't get it. I don't get it. What's the, like, what?
How many you can carry on Shabbos? The Arts Cross says, how many can you carry on Shabbos? Yeah.
It's a Shabbos question. We're going to get to, at the end of this Gemara, you won't have a question. You won't understand it, but you won't have a question. Now, Tana Rabbanan, B'Shabbos, you cannot read B'Shabbos, Gimel Avonim Mikurzolos Mutol HaHachnos LeBeis HaKisei. You can take three stones with you into the bathroom on Shabbos. B'Kama Shiurin, what's the shear? Remer Omer Ke'egos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kebeitza. Rameir says it's an egos. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's a beitza. Omer Rafram Bar Papa, Omer Rav Chista, Machlokes Kan, Ka Machlokes Be Esrog. It's the same Machlokes about what's the minimum shear for an Esrog, right? Rameir says it's an egos. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's a beitza. If you have an Esrog, the size of an egos, is it kosher? According to Rameir, yes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be the size of a beitza. The same exact Machlokes on the size of the rock. Same Machlokes. So the Gemara says, one second. Hasa masnisa hacha brisa. Rashi explains, everybody automatically knew every Mishnah. Every Bachar, every Talmud knew every Mishnah. Not everyone knew every brisa. The essence of Mishnah. So you're telling me the shear here is like the shear in a Mishnah. That's weird, because not everyone knows here. Not everyone knows this shear. It's a brisa. The Gemara says, you're right. Ella kamachlokas the esrog, kachamachlokas kan. Right. The esrog everybody knows, but the shear is by esrog. That's the same shear over here. Amr of Yehuda, avolo es a pious. You can't carry in pious. My pious, what is that? Amr of Zera, karshine babliyasa. It's some kind of Babylonian earth which crumbles. That's not good to use to the bathroom. It's crumbly. That's not good. And if we can't carry, it has no purpose. Amar Rava, also lamashmeish b'tzvar b'Shabbos k'derech shemashmeish b'chol. You're not allowed to wipe yourself on the same way on Shabbos that you do during the week. So maskef l'marzutcha l'stakin, but you want a guy to get sick? If he's not going to be able to do that, so the Gemara says no kalachayad. Now you do it in a different way. What's the issue? We'll see in a minute. Amar b'yanai im yesh makom kavul lebeis hakisei molayad. If you have a set bathroom, then the shear is Malayat, how much you can fill in your hand. Im lav, if not, then behechreya. Use the middle shear. We had three sizes. We had egos. What were the three sizes?
Kezayis.
Kezayis and egos and a beitza. Use the middle shear, right? Use the middle shear. Rashi says that's the egos. It's bigger than a kezayis, but it's smaller than a kebeitza. Fine. Meducha ketana shel besamim, if you have a small crusher of besamim. Amr of sheshes, im yesh aleha aid, mutter. If it has already testimony, meaning it's already been used for the bathroom, then you can carry it into the bathroom. It's mutter to use for the bathroom. Meisve, one second. Asara devarim mevin es ha'adam l'day tachtonios. There are 10 things that can bring a person to have illnesses. The alien,
hemorrhoids.
The alien, here they are. Ha'ochel aleikonim. If someone eats leaves of reeds, alei gefanim, leaves of the grapevine, lulave gefanim, a different part of the grapevine, morigi behemba, below melach, it's some kind of animal meat that wasn't salted. Shedra shol dog, the spine of a fish, dog maliach, salted fish, lobishal kol tarka, wasn't fully cooked. Hasho says, Shimri Yayin, if someone eats the dregs of wine. Now, all that was irrelevant for our question. Now, 8, Hamakaneach Besid, if you wipe yourself with lime, that also is not part of our question. Becharsis, if you wipe yourself with some kind of shard, it's also not part of our question. Number 10, Bitzrar Shekinach Bo Chavero. You use a stone that someone else used. So if Shesha said you walk in and you see that someone used it, you could use it. But you're not allowed to use that. It gives you hemorrhoids. So there are a few answers. You could say, Yeshomrim, oh, Yeshom Afatol Atzo Besakise. Someone goes to the bathroom standing up or sitting down, strange way. So Gemara gives a few answers. So it's a stira. Rav Shesha said, if you walk in, you see someone used it, you could use it. But then it's not a good idea. Lo kasha. Habalach, habiyabesh. If it's moist, if it's still wet, you shouldn't use it. If it dried up, you can use it. Iboy sema, kami tarecha, kami beis tadim. Right? The answer is, you're going to use the other side. The other side's clean. That you can do. Iboy sema, hadidei hadechavre. No, it's yours. If it's yours, you can use it again. If it's someone else's, you can't use it. Amalei abayel Rabbi Yosef, yordu le geshamim. Let's say it rained. It rained on this meducha. Vinishtashishu. And it got all, did the whatever was on there for the bathroom, did it come off? And now it's muksa because it has no purpose now. So amalei imar yirushom manikar mutar, right? In other words, Rashi says in the bottom, kibun demois, since it was repulsive, lo chazi lebesamim. Right? You can't use it for besamim. You're not going to use that for your kitchen. And it's still good for the... It didn't get undone from being in the Beis HaKise. Okay?
What is the besamim?
A little more of this, and then we'll go on to the other topic. No.
You're not using the used stones as besamim, are you?
What?
You're not using
the used stones. No, it means real besamim.
What?
No, it means real besamim. It means real besamim. It was a spice. It was a spice crusher.
Uh-huh.
You
yeah.
used it to go to the bathroom.
And now then it rained on spices.
It rained on it. So now can I use it for the spices again? The answer is no. That's not safe. That's not sanitary.
Right.
What's
the issue here? Mukta or carrion?
Mukta.
Because the spice crusher is mukta, right?
Mukta. Now. That's right, because you don't crush spices on Shabbos.
And also
right.
The rock. The rock is muksa or carrion?
The rock is muksa. So
if it's a spice crusher, it's muksa.
You have to be miyachid it from before Shabbos. Even if it's for wiping, you have to be miyachid it before Shabbos.
Right.
Boy mene rabba barav shi... Meirav, chista. Mahu laha alosam acharav lagag. Here, my next question now is, can I take these up to the roof? Now Rashi says, this is not a muksa question. Rashi says on top, im olah sham lepanos. I have my bathroom on the roof. It's very private. That's where I go to the bathroom. Michai shinon awi choshesh letircha yesera olo. Right? So you're not allowed to move furniture around in your house on Shabbos. Why not? Not muksa. I'll move my couch from there to there, and I'll move my dining room table. So you're not supposed to do that on Shabbos. Why not? Because it's Tircha Yisera. That's not what Shabbos is about. So on Shabbos morning, I'm going to slap thousands of rocks up to my roof. That's not right. But I need it for the bathroom. So what's the story? Yeah, well, that's the Gemara's question.
Okay, what's the issue? This is Kavod HaBrios. It's not Daraisa.
Amale, Gadol Kavod HaBrios, Shedoches Lo Saseh Shabbat Torah. It's not a problem. Kavod HaBrios is Doche Lo Saseh in the Torah. Okay, what's the losa say? There is no losa say. It's the Durabana here of Tircha. Now, Rashi says something staggering. Rashi says, look at the second line. Dichsiv, it says, V'hisalamta. And you could turn away. So what's it going on there? V'hisalamta mehem. You see a lost object, and you're going to want to turn away. Says the Torah, don't turn away. Don't turn away. Don't pretend you don't see it. Right? However, but it's worded in such a funny way. If you're going to want to turn away, don't turn away. Why didn't the Torah just say, don't turn away? Why does the Torah say, and you're going to turn away? No, don't do that. The answer is because some people are allowed to turn away. Some people don't have to go get you dropped your ball under the car. You're going to go call Ramosha Feinstein. Listen, Ramosha, go under the car and get my ball. Now, he doesn't have to do that. Why? Because it's a zaken v'enel fli kvodo. That's why it says it worded in such a funny way. You're going to turn away. No, don't do that. But some people can turn away. Right? You're going to go ask the God of Ladar to go get your ball from the under the car. You don't know how to do that. Okay? Hachanami. Hachanami, says Rashi, tiltul d'rabbanan alav d'lo sasur. The whole muksa is based on lo sasur. As mechuhu rabbanan, right? The rabbanan relied on that. Ubumakom kovar abrios nidche. And in the place of kovar abrios, that gets pushed aside. Okay? Sounds very nice, right? Now, I would have read that Rashi, and I would have kept on moving. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, wait a minute. The halacha of his halamta is only on a shevi al tase. You're not allowed to do a positive act. You're not allowed to do a positive act and be over at Issa Doraisa because of Kavod Abrios. You're not allowed to do that. As we had the Gemara. If you're wearing shatnez, you take it off in the middle of the street. You go walk home in your underwear. It's Kavod Abrios. There's no Kavod Abrios when it's a Doraisa. So if the God of Adar is walking by, let him keep walking. He's not doing anything out of his ordinary. But to go out of your way and carry muksa up to the roof, if that's covered abrios, it has nothing to do with this halanta. That's what Kibi Eger's question on Rashi. It has nothing to do with that. It's not about that issue. It's not about that. Covered abrios is fine. Covered abrios, the darabanan, it's all good. But it has nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with this halamta. Because halamta is only on a shev al tase. You don't have to go out of your way for the guy. Because it's beneath you. That has nothing to do with this. So that's a kasha he has. Fine. Anyway, Yosef Maremar, and we're gonna refine this more in a minute, Yosef Akavar Abrios. Yosef Maremar Vakabri Leila Hashmaita. Ace Ravina Lar Maremar. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Notel Adam Kisem Shalafanov. You're allowed to take a toothpick. Lechatzos Boshinov. To what do you call it? To pick your teeth. The chacham omer lo yitol elamin ha'ebus shel behema. You can only take a toothpick from the trough of the animals. What's going on? Rashi says shehu muchan. That's prepared. Alma, what do you see? Hemidu divrei b'makom kavod abrios. Even when it's kavod abrios, right? V'pam mirah b'chutz v'gnai hulo. Guy's got food in his teeth. He can't get it out. He's going to come to Mincha looking like a slob. And nothing he can do about it. Why? Because we're not giving him a toothpick. Why not? Because he doesn't have one. He's not prepared. So what do you see? And it's covered abrios. Everyone's going to laugh at him. So what do you see? When it comes to covered abrios, it's not so simple. You just do whatever you want. If the toothpick is prepared, you can use a toothpick. And if not, you're stuck. So goes, Hachi Hashta, what are you talking about? Hasam, by the case of the meal, you know you're going to eat, and you know you're going to be a slob. So have your toothpick prepared before Shabbos. Adam Kaveh, Makom L'Suda. You know where you're sitting to eat your meal? In your dining room. Hacha, but over here, Adam Kaveh, Makom L'Beis Hakisei? You know when you have to go to the bathroom? How do you know when you have to go to the bathroom? When you have to go, you have to go. So therefore, we're much more relaxed on the halachas of carrying v'muksa. Because you don't know when you're going to have to go. When it comes to a toothpick, why should we let you go violate some muksa issue for your toothpick? You should have planned that better. Bathroom, you can't plan that.
No, but Menachem, it says kovei makom la'beis hakiso.
That's right.
You have a place where you go.
No. You're walking down the street and you got to go. So what do? In the olden days, they would go. They'd go some bushes and that's it. So okay. You don't have a place for that.
Right, but
you don't have a place for it.
In your house, I would think.
But not in your house. If you don't have a place for it, we're much more lenient about the muksa. Amar Avuna, Asa Lefanos b'sadanir b'shabbos. You're not allowed to go to the bathroom in a sadanir. A sadanir is a plowed field on Shabbos. My time, why not? Elam mishum davsha. If because you're going to ruin it, then I feel b'chol nami. And you can't even do it on a weekday. You can't ruin some guy's field. Because of the grass. What about the grass? You're going to rip up grass to use it to wipe yourself. Amar Rish Lakish. But that's not an issue. Because tsuror, if you have a rock, sha'olu bo asavim, and there's grass on the rock, and it's not connected to the ground. Mutu lekanech bo. You're allowed to use it to wipe yourself. Because there, even though the grass may be being nourished from the ground, it might be nourished from the ground, but it's not attached to the ground. It's attached to the rock. That's okay. But, but if you do uproot, you take a chayev chatos, right? So what do you see from here? There's no isser. There's no isser of wiping yourself in someone else's field. So why on Shabbos can't you use it? Why on Shabbos not? Ella, Dilma, Nakit Be'iluvoi, Bishad Latatoi. Maybe the you're gonna have like holes or you know ditches in the field, small ones. And Umchayev Mishum de Rabba. The Amar Rabba, Haisal Oguma Vitimima. If you have a hole and you fill it up, Bibayez Chayev Mishum Bone. Basad de Chayev Mishum Choresh. So we're afraid you're gonna be over the Isra of Choresh. By you going to the bathroom, you might be plowing, and that's a problem. Okay. Asks the Beis Shlomo, 1 second. Didn't we just say that for Kavod Abrios, we will dispense with the Gzeira? So there's a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? There's a Gzeira, you might come to plow. Right? It's a Gzeira, you might come to plow. So therefore, we don't let you do it. Right? But before we had also muksa and all the things we let you do. Muksa we got rid of for Kavod Abrios. Carrying tircha we got rid of for Kavod Abrios. Why is this different? So the Beis Shlomo explains, you know why it's different? Because over here, we will dispense with the gzeira that the worst you're going to do is a derabanan, and it could lead to a doraisa. For example, muksa. What's muksa? Muksa is derabanan. Could it lead to a doraisa? Yes, it could lead to carrying. It could lead to writing. So we make, don't touch the pen, maybe you'll write. But picking up the pen in itself is only a derabanan. Muksa is only a derabanan. It could lead to doraisa. Here, it is a doraisa. It is going, you're going to be plowing in the field.
Benachem, I think you're frozen.
And therefore, we don't.
Benachem, you're frozen. The last thing we heard was field.
Yeah, Benachem, we didn't hear you flag for 1 second. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to call in 1 second. 1 second, I'm going to call in. We'll be done in a few minutes. No, you can't leave the door in your mind. Okay, you hear me?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, you hear me? You hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So I was explaining why don't we allow you to go to the bathroom in a plowed field? What's the issur? You're going to come to plow. By you going to the bathroom, you're making holes or whatever, you're covering up holes and it's assisting in the plowing, it's a problem. Second, that we don't allow, but muksa we do allow. It's the same Kavod Abrios. You hear that, Kasha? Same Kavod Abrios. The answer is, because when you do muksa, you're only violating a derabanan. It could lead to a doraisa. You could take a pen, which is muksa, and you could write with it. That's a doraisa. You could take an item, a ball, that's muksa, let's say, and you can go outside and carry it. That you could do. But the iser itself is only a derabanan. And therefore, we allow it for Kavod Abrios. Here, the Isser itself is a Daraisa. You're going to be overplowing. There's no second step. And therefore, we're Machmer. Fine. Gufa. Amar Rat Rishlakish. Sarar, you have a rock. Sha'alu Boasavim, that it has grass on the rock. Now again, the grass is not connected to the ground, but maybe it was being nourished from the ground. Mudala Kanechbo, you're allowed to use it for the bathroom. But if you do uproot, you chayev achatos. Amar of Papi, Shmamina midirish lakish. You see from here that Rish Lakish holds, right, that we don't say that if you pick up a rock with grass on it, we don't say that that's tolish unless it's attached to the ground. Just because there's grass on the rock, that doesn't mean it's tolish. Why? Why? Because it's not attached. It's being nourished. It's being nourished. That's fine, but it's not attached. So high parpisa, if you have a flower pot, right, a flower pot with a hole in it, and if it's a hole in it, we assume it's being nourished from the ground. Sorry, little Tule, you're allowed to move it. You're allowed to move it, right? It's not considered tolish because it's not a mamash attached to the ground. Now, everybody has to go and look at this Rashi inside with me. Hi Parpisa. You see this Rashi, Hi Parpisa? This Rashi is unbelievable. Otzitz Nakuf. It's a flower pot with a hole in it. Shazarubo. And you planted something in there. That's fine. Now, look, Rashi goes off. Uchuvas ha-ga'onim matasi. I found a tshuva in the ga'onim. Sh'osin tutlos mikapos tamarim. He would take flower pots from dates, umamalanosam afar, and he would put in there dirt, v'zevel behema, and fertilizer, v'chav bezotesvav yom l'snei Rosh Hashanah, and 22 or 15 days before Rosh Hashanah, osin kol echad v'echad l'shem kol katan v'katana shebabayis, you would take one of these for each child in your house, v'zarim l'tochen pola mitzri, and you'd plant something in there, o kitnius, or some bean, Vikarin lo perpisa, and you call it a perpisa, vitzomeach, and it would sprout. Ube erev Rosh Hashanah, and an erev Rosh Hashanah, no tel kol echad shelo, each child would take the one that had his name on it. Umachziro sevivas rosho, and he would wave it around his head, shiva pa'amim, seven times, v'omer, and say, zeh tacha zeh. Right? Zeh chalifasi, zeh tumurasi. Umashlicho lenahar, and then throw it in the river. This is not a chassidus shemina. This is not, right? This is Rashi. Right? Right? Unbelievable. Unbelievable Rashi.
Why not get the chickens?
Rach, why only the kids?
What?
Why not the adults? Is it only the kids?
I don't know. All I did was read you a Rashi. That is clearly the origins of kaparis. Clearly. What's the difference if it's a chicken or if it's a plant? The difference. I don't know the difference. What's an afkamina?
Where did the chicken right? come from?
I have to guess. I would say it became the Sudas Erev Yontif. It became the Sudas for Erev Kippur. That's what I would guess. Here, you just plant it. What are you doing with it? Throwing it in the river? So you're wasting food. They didn't have any. It was very poor. People were poor. That's what I had to give. I had to guess. I would say that. I don't know. But I thought this is fascinating, no? Fascinating Rashi. Yeah. I mean, the Chassam Sofer says, I'll read you the Chassam Sofer's words. They would do this. Im nigzar chalila krisas zaro. If there was chalila agzera on your children, this plant should take the place of your child. How does that work? I don't know. Right? Umishum kein zoronoso ovid kol katan v'ktanas v'bayis. And that's why the kids did it. You did it for the kids. I'm just reading you a Rashi. It has nothing to do with the Gemara. Nothing. Right, the Gemara is talking about...
Rashi
what?
Was Chassidish? You're saying Rashi was Chassidish?
That's he for sure was. There's no question about that. I mean, of course he was. Who's not?
Is this also Rosh Hashanah, or this is just all year? Is this Rashi exists?
This Rashi exists every daf from Pei Aleph and Beis. It's in every Gemara and Shas. palace of days. Rashi appears there, and every Gemara has it. There's no Girsa issue, and he talks about Erev Rosh Hashanah. How did it change? I don't know. And by the way, it goes back to the Gaonim, which means it's 1,000 years old, right? It's not 1,500 years old. It's a very old minog. Okay, now you can go back to the Gemara. Anyway, Maskevler. So what did Rosh Lakish say? Since something that's nourished from the ground, but it's not attached to the ground, there's no tolish on that. That's what the guys that we're talking about here. You have a flower pot that's being nourished from the ground, but it's not attached to the ground. The flower pot with a hole in it, it's being nourished from the ground. You move it now to the dining room table. That's not tolish. Maskevla, Rav Kahana, 1 minute. Im amru l'tzorech, yomru shalol l'tzorech. If you have a tzorech for it, that's one thing. But without a tzorech, why would you do that? So maybe it is a problem. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, parpisa, this flower pot. How the utterly done? Now that we're talking about this, let me tell you something. If it's on karka, listen to this. And I move it from karka to a peg, to a tripod, let's say, Michayev, Mishum Tolish. You're Chayev for Tolish. Why are you Chayev for Tolish? I moved it from on the ground to 1 foot off the ground. Why am I Chayev for Tolish? He argues on the previous opinion and says, no, it is Tolish. Even though you only moved it 1 foot. But it's Tolish. Rashi says, only Midrabanan. It can't be Daraisa. It's only Darabanan. Not only that, Hayimunach Agabi Yesedos, if it was on a tripod, Vinichu Agabi Karka, and I move it to the land, I move it 1 foot down, Chayiv Mishum Noteya. I'm Chayiv for planting. Why am I Chayiv for planting? Why? The answer is, because I made the planting more Gishmak. Before it was a foot off the ground. Now I moved it to the ground. So I made a more geschmack, right? That's the reason. Right? When are any of us ever going to do this? Never. Listen what the Or Sameach comes up with from this Gemara. He says like this. Let's say it's Yom Kippur. And you have to eat. You have to. If you don't eat, you're going to die. So you're allowed to eat?
Yeah.
Yes, you're allowed to eat. What could you eat? Whatever you want, you just have to have, you can't fast. You can't fast. So can you have steak? Says the Or Sameach, no, you can't have steak. Why not? Because our Gemara. Our Gemara says that if you make the planting more geschmack, you're over on planting. Which means, okay, if you make something more geschmack, it's a problem. So if you have to eat on Yom Kippur, why are you eating the most geschmack food out there? No, don't do that. Eat cereal and milk. Eat porridge. Eat a sandwich. Peanut butter and jelly. Why are you going to have a steak? So geschmack? If you eat more geschmack than what you have to eat, that could be eating on Yom Kippur. If you're a pikuach nefesh, right? You're going to die if you don't eat. 100% go eat. You have to eat the best food out there? The most geschmack food? No. If you eat the most geschmack food, you're going to have a problem of eating on Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's more geschmack than what you need. Same thing over here. It's growing 1 foot off the ground. You moved it to the ground, you made it more geschmack, you're chayef for planting.
Menachem,
unbelievable verse.
Menachem, it's not the same thing.
What?
It's not the same.
It's not the same thing. It's very close. It's close enough that he said it. Yeah.
Because, look, when you graft or when you make something lower to the ground, you're aiding in the process of doing the malacha, or the toldus of the malacha. The problem with eating on Yom Kippur is once you've eaten, whether or not you've eaten cereal or you've eaten steak, at that point, you're not making it better. That's when you're over the issur of eating on Yom Kippur.
No, but you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. You're allowed to eat. The question is, what could you eat?
Okay.
So if you eat something more geschmack, You're violating your heter. So it's like over here. It's already growing. So when you move it from the tripod to the ground, what do? You moved it 6 inches. You chayiv. Okay, Rashi says only the Rabbanan. Only the Rabbanan, you chayiv. No, it's not really planting.
Why a chayiv? Because you made it closer to the ground, more geshmak. And that's a problem. So you see that more geshmak is a problem. It's an unbelievable pickup. No? You heard such a fart like that? No, you're not going to hear that anywhere else. Okay.
Menachem.
Next.
Menachem.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say that the reason why you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur is because of mitzvah v'chai b'hem. And so
correct.
I would say enhance that mitzvah as much as possible and eat the best steak possible.
No, but the question is, do you have to do that? You have to do that. If a wife, if a woman has a baby on Erev Yom Kippur, so she's allowed to eat. Does she have to have steak? That's not going to make a difference to her.
No,
she can have cereal and milk also.
No, she doesn't have to, but there's a mitzvah at that point of a chaykham. It's no longer an Isser of Yom Kippur. Now there's a mitzvah. So be machmer in that mitzvah. Do it the best way possible.
I hear. Interesting, Vart. Interesting what you're saying. Interesting point what you're saying. I have to think about that. Very good. All right, let me think about that. Just interesting approach when you see a Gemara. What does that have to do with my life? They find a way. They find a way to bring it into your life, right? I hear. Very good. Chaim, good Vart. Okay, let's just finish up. Amar of Yochanan, also lekaneach becheres b'shabbos. Okay, back to this. You're not allowed to use a cheres, what's a cheres? A piece of pottery to wipe yourself on Shabbos. My time, or why not? E lema mishum sakana. It was because it's dangerous. Then I feel a b'chol nami. And in the week also you can't do it. El mishum kshafim. If it's because of some kind of witchcraft, then I feel a b'chol nami. You can't do it on Shabbos on the weekday either. It's not the reason. El mishum hasharat nimin. No, because when you use cheres, what do you call cheres pottery, you might pull off some hairs. And that's going to be a problem. You're not doing it on purpose. And it's not for sure going to happen. So what's the issue? That's not the issue. Amar lahu, Rav Nassan bar Oshia, Gav Rab Aram Milson, Ne'am Beit Taima. Someone said something, got to figure out its reason. Lo mi boya b'chol da Osir. The answer is like this. For sure on weekday it's Osir. Avol b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, why? What's the reason why it's Osir? Either because it's witchcraft or because it's dangerous. And for sure on a weekday you can't do it. Avol b'Shabbos, I thought maybe Shabbos is different. Hold the Ika Torah's Kli Olav. Since there's a Kli, we're calling it a Kli now. So shopper dummy, maybe it's mutter and rather use a Kli rather than use a broken Kli. And you're going to have to resort to Muksa. Kamash Malan, that's faulty logic. And it's still Aser because either it's a Sakana or because of witchcraft. Rava Masni Lamisham Hasharas Animin. Rava said, no. The issue is that you may pull off hairs. I Vakashle Derbi Yochanan, Derbi Yochanan. But then we have a problem. Because it's a darvish ena mischavin, you're not doing it on purpose, and it's not for sure going to happen. And Rabbi Yochanan, if you want to tell me Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda that a darvish ena mischavin is a problem, he does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Me on Rabbi Yochanan also lekanech becharsus b'shabbos alma darvish ena mischavin usher, he can't hold that. But I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I love like a stam mishnah. We all like a stam mishnah. Under the Tanan, there's a mishnah in Nazir of all places. Now a Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. Why is he not allowed to comb his hair? Because you're not allowed to pull hair out. And when you comb your hair, you pull hair out. But Chofev, Nazir Chofev, Mufasfev, he can use his fingers. He can use his fingers to make his hair smooth. Why? That doesn't make the hair come out. Fingers you can use. Avalo Silrik, but you can't use a comb. So what do you see? Now, if you hold that the issue is Dovah Shein HaMitzchavein, then it should be Usher. So he doesn't hold like that. Ellie, you're right. Achvarzak of Nazim Baroshia. Well, like the first reason, either it's a sakana or it's a maisa kshafim. Okay, we have 2 minutes. We'll just finish up in 2 minutes. My kshafim? What's this issue with kshafim? So this fun, fascinating story here. Kedra of Chitav, Rabba, Ravuna, Havi, Kazli, Ba'arba. They were going on a boat. Amr Lehu Machunisa. There was some woman there. She was a non-Jewish woman. And Osvan Bahadaihu. I think it means she wanted to stay. Lo Osvu. They didn't want to be with her. Amr Ihi Milsa. So she said something. The Asarta la Arba, and the boat wouldn't move. She made some kind of spell, and the boat wouldn't move. So Amru Inu Milsa, they said something, Uva Sharusa, and the boat moved. Amru Lehu, she said, Ma'iyabed Lehu, how could I best you rabbis? How could I best you? Right? Turn the page. First of all, Dlo Makaneach Behu Lehu Bechaspa. First of all, you never wipe yourselves with pottery, which is Isaac Shopping. So there's no shlita of you on you guys. Below katoluchul kina aminaychu, and you never kill bugs on your clothing, which is also some kind of witchcraft. Also below shav luchul yarka v'achuluchul mikisha to aser gina, and you don't take out the vegetables from the bundle that they make in the garden and you eat them. Rather, you first untied and then you eat them. So some kind of different thing, which was also a Maisik Shafim. And then she said, because of that, I don't have any power over you people because you're not susceptible to witchcraft. But you see from here that using a cheres for wiping yourself can lead to witchcraft. All right? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow by the two dots on the third line of Amud Aleph. Everybody have a very good day.
Thanks, man.